Congratulations.
Item 1161, request of Philip J. Wolf to address council regarding an amendment to the caption ordinance.
Good morning.
Excuse me, give me just a second. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler. Good morning, City Commissioners, and all of our supporters and community members here. Good morning to all of you as well. First, before I begin, I would like to request, instead of 3 minutes, I would like 5 minutes for my testimony. This is not just a simple message. This is a true testimony that I would like to really be able to present in full.
Go ahead, Philip.
Thank you. First, a little bit of history. Amanda, Commissioner Fritz, I know that you were actually involved in a champion for the amendment and the captioning law that we already have, the ordinance that's in place. So thank you for all of that work. 3 years after the ordinance was passed, so from 2015 until today, I myself have been around the city of Portland at the DMV and other public places, restaurants and bars included. And I would say that about 80% of our city is in compliance with the captioning ordinance, but still about 20% of our city does not comply. This 20% is an issue, and I wanted to address that lack of compliance with amendments today. For example, I saw that there was no captions on the video at the beginning this morning, and then captions were added. But it's about an attitude of wanting to add these captions and these accommodations. So the 20% that do not comply with the ADA will now have to comply because of the amendments here. So I would love to make a few friendly suggestions to amend this ordinance. I assume that all of you have already read this. I did send it to all of you before. Wonderful. One crucial thing that I would like to really make sure that everyone understands is about the fonts and the backgrounds of closed captioning. The color of the word itself should be yellow or white. I've noticed that some TVs have purple or even blue, and it's hard to see from a distance, and it blends in with what's going on the television screen. It's not easy to see. I've asked managers in these places before to change the backgrounds on there, but they have refused. And I noticed that because the ordinance does not have something specifically stating that, they're not needing to comply. So I wanted to add that in. I've also noticed a lack of backgrounds with the captioning. So it's hard to see when you have a thin letter against the TV screen. It's easier to have a dark background on those words. For anyone with vision problems, deafblind members of our community. And it's very stressful and tiring to have to depend on captions. So whatever we can do to make that visually easier on anyone that needs to depend on it so that they can casually enjoy whatever programming is on the same way that hearing members of the community are able to. So again, I just wanted to emphasize the importance of that dark background. It doesn't have an impact on our hearing members of the community who are watching, but it's a huge impact on the deaf community. And so there are things that I could expand on more, but for reasons of time, I won't do that today. You'll find some of that in the information I sent to you. Another example, last Thursday actually was here, and there are 4 TVs on the first floor in City Hall. There was no background on the closed captioning there. I actually brought a picture as an example. You can see the background behind the words is clear and makes it unable for us to read it clearly. Like I said, I'm sure that you all have read this already and familiar. I would love to be able to review and bring this to the table for a discussion and possibly a vote to go ahead and amend that ordinance to make sure that we're really providing an equitable opportunity for everyone. And I know I have about 2 minutes left, so I'm just going to wrap up with one last thought. I've noticed that for a lot of political, government, or emergency service vlogs and videos that are uploaded onto social media and to the internet, most of them are not captioned. And I have repeatedly asked people who are in charge of these videos to add the captioning to no avail. There is now a change that I've seen, and I do make sure to say thank you whenever I notice these captions, but it seemed like that change and that improvement was short-lived. And so I would like to be able to emphasize the fact that important information should be captioned, and anything regarding political, government, or emergency services or involves powerful decisions needs to be accessible for us, and historically they are not. I think that it's important for our leaders and for people in City Hall to keep track of three things. Political, government, and emergency services should always, always be accessible. And hopefully we can become an example for other cities in the United States to have videos captioned universally for access. If any of you have any questions about this, I'd be happy to answer that at that time now, too.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for bringing this forward, Mr. Wolf.
You're very welcome.
And I took note of your email when you sent it in. As you know, the Portland Commission on Disabilities, which is staffed in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, is taking a break until the new year. So that gives me some time to do some due diligence on your suggestions.
And I'm here to represent myself. I just wanted to clarify that. But
I appreciate that. Since the Commission on Disabilities was the entity that brought it forward before, I would like to have a review. And I also want to mention that City of Salem is considering a captioning ordinance. So I hope that you and your colleagues here today will contact them and offer your services. And then finally, we did pass a regulation that the city videos have to be captioned. We don't currently have an enforcement mechanism for that. So if anybody notices that a video that's posted on Portland Online, portlandoregon.gov, is not captioned, would you please email Yesenia Carrillo, who is my constituent services specialist, and we will follow up with the individual bureau until we can figure out a better compliance routine. Because we do want to make sure that it's accessible for all kinds of different reasons. And I also very much agree, it was an omission in the original ordinance about the background on the captioning. So while many of the establishments that I've visited are technically complying, it is very difficult, especially for those of us with visual impairment as well, to read the captions. And I appreciate them, even though when the sound is off on the television, I appreciate knowing what's going on the screen, and there were multiple benefits, as we knew when we passed the ordinance before. So thank you for bringing this to our attention, and I'm happy to take the leadership in working on your suggestions.
On a personal note, Philip, you and I don't always agree on everything, but I want to thank you for your leadership on this issue, and I want to thank you for opening my eyes to the deaf community in our community, in our state. I appreciated joining you at the Northwest Deaf Festival for the Arts last summer. And captioning is an issue that I frankly didn't know very much about until I got here to City Hall. And you have been very helpful in helping me to understand the importance of not only captioning, but how the captioning is done. So I thank you for that, and I appreciate your being here today.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Any other questions from any other commissioners? No? Perfect.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you very much. Just as a wrap-up, I want you all to know that I mean well, and I'm always here. I have many, many options and many ideas to provide in terms of accessibility, and I'd be happy to help with all of that. So thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.